A very good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington this Thursday, September the 16th, 2022. I'm your host, Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye. Tonight on Live Talk, we are discussing about Chinese investments in Zimbabwe. The Chinese have been investing in the country under the Look East policy adopted by the government, but critics accuse them of exploiting resources without following proper procedures, displacing hundreds of villagers and underpaying workers. Nasi muchirongwa tiri kutarisa mabasa ari kuitwa nemakambani ekuChina muZimbabwe munyaya dzezvicherwa. Vanhu vakawanda vachiti havasi kufara nezviri kuitwa nemakambani aya. Iyi nyaya iri kugara iri pamuromo pevanhu vakawanda. But Zimbabwean President Emmerson Mnangagwa is on record praising Chinese investment for changing the economic landscape in the country and other parts of Africa. He also blasted the West for plundering African resources for decades. To help us unpack the issue, we are joined tonight by Member of Parliament for Wange, Honorable Daniel Molokele. He's here in Washington attending the Inter-Parliamentary Alliance on China conference, which ended earlier on this week. Welcome to our program, Mr. Molokele.
Yes, welcome. Thank you so much for inviting me, Marvelous. I'm happy to be here.
Tell us briefly what your conference was discussing, if you can go into Ndebele.
Ngiyabonga kakhulu bengilapha ngisiwe bekulomhlangano omkhulu oqoqwe inhlanganiso okuthiwa Inter Parliamentary Alliance on China. Iyinhlanganiso esebenza lama parliamentarians emhlabeni wonke jikelele behlanganela ndawonye belisana le China indlela esebenza ngayo emazweni ukuthi iba lokuhlukuluza amazwe lama company lama business awu mayihambe emazweni abaphathi kuhle abantu abavela kuzigaba zonezo. So ama-parliamentarians laba basebenza ndawonye okungathi ngesikhiwa is a network, is a solidarity movement.
And what is your takeaway from this conference?
I think the most important thing for me, I've been struggling with the Chinese in my own constituents for 2 to 3 years now. Been shocked by their level of arrogance and political tactics. So as a parliamentarian, I've been on the side of my people, like in Dinde. So I didn't know that there's actually a network of parliamentarians who face similar challenges with China, either from a foreign policy point of view or from an investment policy point of view. With Wange, the biggest challenge is the investment strategy, because Wange is one of the constituencies that has the highest number of Chinese companies. As I speak right now, China has got over 12 different companies that are in Wange.
Mungati tsananguro kuti zvii zvamakadzidza pamusangano uyu wanga uri kuitika iro vhiki rino tichitarisa mabasa ari kubatwa nemachina muZimbabwe.
Hongu, chinokosheswa parudzidzo inyaya yekuti ndaansingazivi all this time kuti kune maparliamentarians pasereso rautosangana vachishandira pamwe chete nenyaya yemachina. Kwandinobva kuwange uko tanzwa nekutambudzwa nemachina. Vanhu vasingati remekedzi semaZimbabweans. Mabusiness hours vari kuita kwange kuya vanhu vakawanda havasi kufara. Saka pange pane imwe nyaya makore maviri afura yekudhinde ndeimwe nyaya yemaworkers kusino hydro chichi zvakawanda zvimacompanies zvavo zvichingochera marasha zvichichera zvinhu zvese. Saka ndafara kuti kune mamwe maparliamentarians vane machallenges anoenderana nevangu kuwange. Saka ndichabva kuno ndane confidence kuti we can actually address nyaya ma China, because kwe ku Zimbabwe kuya vari kushanda pamwe chete nehurumende. Saka vari kutoti dzwanyirira vachidziva kuti vane rutsigiro rehurumende.
And we had that villagers in the area where you represent Wange were last year locked in a standoff with the Chinese investors over the Chinese proposed coal exploration operations. Has this issue been resolved?
I think it's one of those bad examples of the Chinese investment strategy in not just in Zimbabwe but in Africa, where local communities are not given respect in terms of their history, in terms of their culture, in terms of what they value. So if you go to Wange Central Constituents in rural Ward 13, what we call the Dinde or Nekatambe Ward, you will see that there was a Chinese investment company that got a special grant from the president's office and started to explore for coal right in the doorsteps of the villagers. Mm-hmm. They started to drill next to the ancestral graves, disrespecting their dead relatives, mm-hmm. next to the crows for goats, for keko, and so on. So the villagers were not even told. They were just shocked to see them drilling. Mm-hmm. And so at a standoff, I stood with the side of the villagers. Eventually, Parliament got a petition from the villagers. The portfolio committee for environment was sent to Wange, and they consulted, and it was then discovered that the investor did not properly consult and inform the villages or the villagers of the implications of the explorations. So they were asked to start afresh and consult. So right now, they have started again the process of consultation, and the villagers have told them in uncertain terms that they should invest elsewhere. You must remember that almost the entire district of Wange is mm-hmm. built on a coal field. So it's not a question of whether when you explore, you'll find coal or not. Everywhere you'll find coal. The question is, what kind of coal are you looking for? So there are types of coal, mm-hmm. one for coke, one for what. So the company needs to know, also in terms of the mining process, whether you'll do open cast mining or underground mining and so on. So they are still pushing mm-hmm. to locate the mine. Remember also that in 2020, there was another Chinese investor who started to explore for coal inside the Wange National Park. Mm-hmm. And there are some who are working at the peripheries of the National Park, and a lot of wildlife is now coming into Wange Town because of that.
If you can give us that in Ndebele.
Okukhona kuvela ngapha ekhaya ngapha eWange kubuhlungu kakhulu. AmaChina abalama company abuyayo bezodinga imigodi yamalahle. IWange iyisigaba yakhelwe emalahleni. So ma udinga amalahle, akuhluphi ukwazuza amalahle akhona eWange. Kodwa kuyabe sokusithi ikhampani yakhona ifuna amalahle ukuthi ifuna uwasebenzisane. Kula malahle atshiyeneyo, amanye yabo ufuna ukwenza ikhokho, amanye yabo ufuna ukuthengisa ukupheka amagetsi eWange Thermal Power Station. So amaChina labana babekwazi ukuthi amalahle akhona. But into ebuhlungu ukuthi bahamba phakathi edinde, abantu bayakhile, bafika baqalisa ukudrilla imitshini yabo emangcwabeni abadala sebasitshiyayo ngapha kulezi baya zenkomo, kulezi baya zembuzi. Abantu khonapha bengakwazi ukuthi amaChina abuya baphongubona sebekhona. So amaChina bayareceive i-special grant ku-president's office eHarare, bahle bebuya edinde khonapha beqalisa ukwenza umsebenzi wabo. Bangabuza ukuthi lifike njani la lingatshelanga izakhamuzi. Bathi khuluma nini labantu baseHarare ngoba incwadi silazo.
So, looking at all these issues that people in your constituency are facing, what are you going to do to ensure that Chinese firms follow laid out procedures?
I think there are about three or four fundamental legislations mm-hmm. that we need to change, that they are blatant. The Labor Relations Act, the Environmental Management Authority Act, mm-hmm. then the Mining and Minerals Development Act. These three acts need to be changed because, especially the one on mining, they tried to do changes to it in the previous parliament. When it got to presidential assent, the president did not sign it. So in this parliament, we're hoping it to be brought. It's still stuck at cabinet level. But one of the key changes that we want, mm-hmm. the original act was done in 1962 during the Federation of Rhodesia and Nyasaland, when black people were still natives and white people were still subjects. There was no citizen. So in 2022, we want citizens to be at the center of legislation. So we want when the act is changed, a special grant that the president is giving to an investor, it needs to be removed to say that before the investor goes to get the grant, mm-hmm. they must show that they've gone to the villages, to the communities, and they've explained their exploration project so that the villagers, through their representatives, can sign and have a partnership agreement in terms of the opportunity. And then they can travel to Harare to the president's office, accompanied by representatives of the local, so that it's clear that they have properly consulted. At this moment in time, they just start from Harare and come straight, and the villagers are not considered. And also, even when a mine is opened or a company is opened, they are not going to benefit a lot. So there's got to be a shareholding of profits. So one of the major changes is that they must, before you get a special grant from the president's office, mm-hmm. you must prove that you have initially consulted with the local communities and you have given them terms and conditions that are favorable to them, including infrastructural investment. Mm-hmm. The original company is Wange Colliery Company. It used to build schools, clinics, hospitals, roads, waterworks, housing. The new companies, especially those from China, are not investing in the local communities.
Mm-hmm. Please stay with us right here in the studio. We are now joined by Mr. Masimba Mabaza of ZANU-PF. He's based in Britain. Welcome to the program, Mr. Mabaza. Hello, Mr. Mabaza.
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. We have Honorable Daniel Molokele here from the Citizens Coalition for Change, who's talking about what they are seeing in his own constituency in Wangi. What is your position as ZANU-PF regarding Chinese investment in Zimbabwe?
We should appreciate that the Zimbabwean government do cherish the willingness of companies from the People's Republic of China to invest in Zimbabwe. They are actually bringing investment. There are some few problems in labor relations where some of the Chinese employees of these companies do not know how to interpersonal skills are bankrupt. They don't understand how to do with people. Some of the Chinese workers are naturally racist, but that does not reflect the Chinese policy towards Zimbabwe. The Chinese policy towards Zimbabwe is for investment, working together, cooperation, and developing Zimbabwe. We do have complaints here from a number of villagers who felt that the Chinese have treated them like they are in the 18th century or some other slave trade area. That is definitely wrong, and the government is taking charge of that. And any person found to be breaking the laws, abusing the workers, refusing to pay them, or engaging in corruption, his permit to invest in Zimbabwe will be cancelled and they will be arrested. And of course, we know that there are some very corrupt people within the government and within the opposition who have made contacts, who have made cooperations with the Chinese, and who are being bribed by the Chinese. Unfortunately, some people don't think. In China, corruption is punishable by death. But they do the same when they come to other countries. But this is not a fault of the government. Human beings, they behave differently outside management. But what we have done and what the government is doing now is to strengthen our supervision of any foreign-based company's investment. We can tell that it is our expectation that the development of mining sector in Zimbabwe and any other business sectors, like the mining of lithium, gold, diamonds, developed. And a lot of it is developing because of the Chinese. So we actually applaud
the
Chinese efforts in Zimbabwe. And again, before I keep quiet, you need to realize that the Chinese alone have employed over 200,000 Zimbabweans. So they are not only coming there as Mola Kelly was saying that they're exploiting us or exploiting the villagers. No, they are not. They are actually developing the country. And yes, we find some challenges there and there, which we should face and correct. But on the round, the Chinese are doing a fantastic job. They are our always our friends. And we should support them and we should correct them where they are wrong.
Let me get Mr. Molokele to come in there. Were you hearing what Mr. Mabaza is saying?
Yes.
And what's your view on what he's saying?
It's very unfortunate that our own people in Wangi there are being victimized by a foreign investor. And our government, which is supposed to protect them, which is supposed to put their interests first, is actually putting the interest of the foreigner. The racism that we see in Wangi, the dehumanization that we see with Wangi, as a member of parliament, my duty is to speak out and say this is what is happening, whether it's a Sinohydro, whether it's Pfeiffer investment. If the government representative is not accepting it, it's not my job. It's his job to come to Wangi. We'll show him the failure of the Chinese companies to respect the Labor Relations Act. You talk about workers wearing protective safety clothing. You talk about compassionate leave, study leave. You talk about annual leave. How many workers are getting that? You talk about medical aid. You talk about pension. How many workers in Wangi are getting that? You talk about housing. You talk about schools. You talk about hospital care. You talk about roads. There's a lot of dust in Wangi from the Chinese companies. So if a government representative can't see that, it's not my job to help him. As a member of parliament, I am very clear that whatever China is doing in Wange, people are unhappy, they are very angry. The racism that he's talking about is actually the normal thing. They are treating Zimbabweans like dogs. Even the white people do not treat Zimbabweans like that. So we have to be honest and tell people the truth, that China, what you are doing in Zimbabwe, is unacceptable. If you come to Zimbabwe, you must respect the local communities. They must also get a share of the profit. Right now, they are taking everything back to China. They are not investing back into the community. They are not investing back, whether it's education, health, housing. People just stay in their rural villages. The original company in Wange used to build houses, used to build schools, clinics, hospitals, used to help the communities. What do we have today? Opposite model.
Why do you think the situation is as is with this current government in Zimbabwe? If you can respond in Ndebele.
Ngibona ngathi indlela uhulumende asebenza ngayo, usebenza labakhulu beChina baqedela nebodo yeHarare, bengafakanga abantu baseWange, bengafakanga izizalwane. So kukhanya ngathi mama China bebuyeWange bona bayesina sesiqedile eHarare ngale. Lokho elikhuluma ngathi wangasikulalele. So ubudlelwano bamaChina abukho labantu abahlala esigabeni. Ubudlelwano babo bungale eHarare. So ngabayekela amaChina ukuqakathekisa abantu baseHarare. Baqakathekisa abantu abahlala esigabeni. Mabebuyile Dinde, mabebuyile Wangombe, bebuyile Mthorashanga kumbe ngaphi eBhinga. Ngabahlonipha abantu abahlala esigabeni. Lezi fiso zabo abakufisa abantu besigaba, amaChina bakulalele. So yilo udube silalo ngamaChina ukuthini abahloniphi abantu basesigabeni, ababazweli, abaheli, and bayabahlukuluza. And bangama-racist. Everyone can. Ngabuye Wange, everyone knows ukuthi amaChina ngama-racist. Angazi ukuthi kwezinye indawo banjani. But Wange, sesile minyaka, sila makampani amaningi avele eChina, Wange ayadlula 10. And wonke umuntu ukhala ngamaChina. Sikhathele ngamaChina.
Let's now take a short break. Please don't go away. We'll be right back.
Every year, world leaders gather in New York for the annual United Nations General Assembly. Count on VOA to be there, delivering news you can trust on radio, TV, and the web.
Du discours présidentiel aux entretiens en tête-à-tête avec des responsables gouvernementaux de haut niveau, nous vous tiendrons informés des développements importants touchant le continent.
Líderes africanos vão abordar tópicos como alterações climáticas, o estado da economia, saúde, iniciativas juvenis e muito mais.
Usikose kufuatilia habari na vipindi maalum katika lugha 16 tofauti kuhusu kongamano la viongozi moja kwa moja kutoka makao makuu ya Umoja wa Mataifa mjini New York na Washington DC. Tutakuarifu kila tukio.
A free press is essential. VOA Africa.
For those that have just joined us, please note that we are live streaming on all our Facebook platforms. We are on VOA Shona page, VOA Studio 7 page, and VOA Ndebele. We're also live on YouTube and VOA Zimbabwe. Let's now maybe give a chance to Mr. Mabaza Tombonzwa kubva kwaMuri. Muri kunzwa vamolokela vari kuti zvina zvina kumira zvakanaka kuwange kwavari vari kuti vanhu ava vanobva kuChina hapana chavari kuunza pundutso kune vanhu vanogara imomo muwange kwavanomirira. Munoona sei izvi?
No, pane dambudziko guru kana vamolokele vari kutaura pfungwa dzavo dziri dzekuda kungonyomba hurumende nekusapota pati yavo vachinyembera kunge vari kunzwira tsitsi vanhu veconstituency yavo. Sekutanga tati tinzwisise kuti Zimbabwe iri kuona kuwa uwandu hwemabhizinesi ekuChina vari kuuya kuzoinvesta in mining sector and in so many other rich resources emuZimbabwe. Saka hatisi kuramba kuti kune vamwe vanhu, kune dzimwe nharada danhubu nundira mutsime dzekuChina dzinobata vanhu zvisina dzinobata vanhu uyanga dzisingatedzere mitemo. Asi chokwadi ndechekuti kana vanhu vakatora matanho vakakwira kumatare vakamhanhara kubatwa kwavari kuitwa uyanga, matare emuZimbabwe anosimuka omiririra vanhu because agara ari kurutivi kwemutemo. Kana patinge pane dambudziko vanofanira kunotaura kutora matanho kuenda kumapazi avo. Vamaonekelisa member of parliament vanofanirwa kuziva kuti kana kune dambudziko rakadai vanoziva minista anoona nezvekushanda kwevanhu, vonotaura naye. Vanoziva mapazi ehurumende anotarisa kuyananikana kwevanhu nevashandirwi nevashandi. Kungogwauta vari kure vachingosoropodza maitiro ehurumende hazvitibatsiri. Chokwadi chekuti China, vanhu vekuchina vari kutibatsira kuunza basa, vari kutibatsira kudevelopa nyika yedu kuti ibudirire. Yehovo, kune madambudziko, as I have said, kuti tine dambudziko rekuti kune vashoma vari mukati memachina imomo vari kubata vanhu uyanga, but handizvo zvega machina ese. China haina kugara pasi ikaronga kuti handi tinobata vanhu uyanga kuZimbabwe. Variko vamwe vanozongouya kwete vekuchina chete. Kana vanhu vedu vekuZimbabwe vari kubata vamwe vana veuyanga mumabasa, mumakambani, zvinoitika, hazvizi pazvareva kuti vatumwa kana kuti hurumende iri kuzvibvumira. Saka as a government tikatarisa mashandiro ari kuita vanhu vekuchina, neurombo wekumboti vanhu vari kumbotarisa divi rimwe chete, kune mativi akawanda sisimazi kune machina aari kushanda. Hongu machina ndambozvitaura, ini nemachina hatiwirirani, asi machina ishamwari dzezimbabwe. Vakatibatsira kubva muhondo, vakatibatsira murusununguko, muhondo yedu yeupfumi vari kutibatsira zvakare.
Mr. Mavaza, regai ndimbokubata ipapo timbotora kola. Hallo Mr. Mavaza, regai ndimbokubata ipapo timbotora kola. Hallo kola.
Hello, makadini?
Aiwa, tiripo yedu. Munogona kuvhunza vamolokele vari pano, vanova ivo vebato reCitizens Coalition for Change vachimirira zvakare Hwange muparamende muvhunzo, kana kuti munogona kutaurawo pfungwa dzenyu. Endererai mberi.
Alright, yeah, ndinofara kuvapa chirongwa apa nguva dzino. Ndinoitwa missionary pasambo, ndiri paPolo Fan, South Africa.
Hello?
Right, yeah, and yes, yeah, yes.
Yeah,
and ndiri kutaura maringe nemamiriro akaita Zimbabwe for right now regarding the situation iri paZimbabwe. Ndiri kuona inini nemuono wandinawo according nekuya kwakaita maChinese company muZimbabwe. At the other end, tiri kuona kuti ndiyo nzira yakatengeswa nayo nyika kusvikira paextend right now. Iye zvino zvizvarwa zvemuZimbabwe zvekuti they are living in diaspora, hakuchisina ari kurarama ari settled in life in Zimbabwe. Everybody now kune mavendors akawandisa ari muZimbabwe, asina mabasa ekushanda, but vanhu vari kushanda vachona vari kubva muzvizvarwa zvekune dzimwe nyika zvakafanana nachina. Vatiri kutaura ivo right now vari kuwana migodhi, vari kuwana makambanis, vari kuwana maindastri akawanda vari kuvhura, but hakuna muchizvarwa chekuZimbabwe chiri kutenderwa kuti chingagona kuzvimiririra chine kambani yachona, kana kuti kuzvimiririrawo ari pabasa, kana kuti mushandi wacho wamaoko. Kungodzvinyirirwa koga kunongovapo pakati. Saka tikatarisa even tikataura pamusoro penhauro yechimurenga, kurirwa kwerusununguko kumasure haisisiriyo kodzero yevanhu yakazotorwa kusvikira yatatarisa nhasi unoyu. Tikabva ipapo totarisa vasungwa vari mumajeri, tikatarisa vana Job Scala, timu yasine iri kudzvinyirirwa for right now. Havasi kupiwa kodzero dzavo savasungwa kuti vapiwe bheili kuti vagone kubva kuZimba vachitongwa vachiuya kumirira nyaya dzachona dzavanenge vachipomerwa vachibatiwa nadzo. Saka tiri kuona kuti Zimbabwe haichisina maraiti. Mwana weZimbabwe achisina maraiti paari poga poga ikezvino, waakurarama ari mufiye kusvika nokuvhunduka kukuru kwazvo maringe nenhau yemamiriro aiita Zimbabwe. Tikatarisa right now Zimbabwe iri kudyirwa upfumi nevanhu vari kubva kunze. Ikezvino tiri kuona vana Milk vakauya vakanzi vari kupiwa weZimbabwe kuti vaite for 2020-2030 Zimbabwe is opening for business. Mutungamiriri wedu vamunangarwa havachapi vana vevhu, vana veZimbabwe kodzero dzavo kuti ivo vave vachimiririra pakati pezvinhu zvavo zvavanoti izvi ndo zvatakasara tinazvo mukati mekunge tarwa hondo yechimurenga. Kuti tabva kuchimurenga vakarwa hondo vachona vose vakangorarama upenyu hwekutambudzikana, nhasi maovetarians ariko hana chaari kupiwa, but tiri kudyirwa upfumi nevanhu vari kubva kune dzimwe nyika kunze kuna naChina ikoko vachiuya muZimbabwe vachishanda vachiita zvose zvavanoda. Tavenga tine madiamonds kwachiyadzo, vakauya maChina akasvika akatora yes, no, katika mamaindi, yes, tarifu, oh, pareto, anti-Chinese, tikatanza shwete, izo, zo, shulukura, kiza kuti Zimbabwe, ya iti sina, marais ayo na manchina, they are so rafu, wariku bata wanawe Zimbabwe, wanawe Zimbabwe, chikaru, wariku bata wanawe Zimbabwe, wujinyiriri, yes, everything, those things they are doing in Zimbabwe. So there is no any way kuti tingagona kurarama tiri mu Zimbabwe tiri pakati independent, but hapachisina independent because that is there is no independent anymore pachimiro chaita Zimbabwe.
Aiwa kola tinokutendai nekupinda muchirongwa regai tito vamwe mukana. Pane vamwe kola varipo. Hello kola. Ehe, makadi taurai tinzwe tiri kutaura nani, muri kupi, motipo pfungwa dzenyu? Hello, caller.
Hello.
Yes, Taurite.
Yebo. Yebo, ukhuluma no Gambi la impani ne.
Yebo, endira imbereni.
Yeah, you know, Chinese they never been good for a long time, ne. I can't hear you. You are breaking.
I'm saying you can go ahead and comment in Ndebele. We have our guest here, Honorable Daniel
Ndebele. I'm a China. I'm from Abandes Napila now. Abantu labana bahleli befuna ukulwa, yabona yonke into yethu bafuna ukuyikhwaga. Abelungu bangena kunamaChina, amaChina amakhanda basebenzi. So on my side nje ngiprefer umlungu kunechina.
Honorable, you can make a comment on what he said.
Eh, ngiyabonga kakhulu mfowethu, ukhuluma iqiniso. Ukuthini ungahamba ewange kathesi ubuza abantu ukuthini umgodi wamalahle usa under i-Anglo-American Corporation bekunjani ama terms and conditions of employment, ubusukompare kathesi lamakhampani amaChina. Abantu abaningi bafisa ukubuyela lapha okwakulama-American lama-British khona. Lapha sikhuluma i-politics, sikhuluma ngempilo zabantu. Ngithanda futhi ukuqhomosela ukuthini laba abakhulumayo besezinye indawo besithi amaChina amahle kababuye wange bezozibonela, ngoba mina ngihlale wange, ngu-MPO wange, ngiyakwazi into engiyikhulumayo ukuthi abantu ebesigabeni sewange bathwele nzima ngamaChina.
Also, Mr. Molekele, before we went to the callers, Mr. Mavaza from ZANU-PF was saying, no, Mr. Molekele of CCC, you're playing politics when it comes to the Chinese issue. What's your take?
It's very unfortunate. I've never met him. He has never met me, but he just claims that I'm lying, I'm playing politics. I'm an elected representative. I represent the people of Wange. When I'm speaking, I'm not speaking on behalf of the CCC or a political party. I'm speaking on behalf of the Wange communities. It's well documented. I did not wait to come to America to say this. I was invited to America because I was already busy talking about it. Parliament of Zimbabwe knows that. If you go, journalists have done interviews. Documentaries have been done. The Deka River has been polluted. We know that is the same Chinese companies. We know that roads have been destroyed. Wange National Park, animals have been displaced. We know that there is quarry mining near communities, disturbing the ecosystem. We know that workers are not being treated properly. They are working in mines without proper safety clothes. So this is not a lie. This is the reality that people of Wange are experiencing right now. If they get sick, they don't have proper medical aid. If they want to go for leave, they don't have proper leave. If they want to go to school, they don't have study leave. So these are terms and conditions of employment that they're experiencing. And then in terms of infrastructure and investment, look at what the old company used to do in Wange. The infrastructure that we see was left by Anglo-American Corporation and others. The new Chinese companies, they are not even building one house for the local communities. They are still living in thatched huts.
Thank you so much there, Honorable Daniel Molekele of the Citizens Coalition for Change, but he's here also as the legislator for Wange in Parliament. And also thank you, Mr. Mavaza of ZANU-PF. Unfortunately, time is not on our side, but I also wanted to acknowledge quickly those that are live streaming with us on our Facebook platforms. There is Benny Chofamba, who says he wanted to call Julius Sangoma. But, you know, sorry, time is not on our side, but thank you to our guest, Mr. Molokelo, here in the studio. Please be sure to follow us and tune in again.